Welcome to the standing yoga sequence for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program. Practicing regularly and consistently with this recording is an opportunity to be in relationship with yourself. You are invited during this practice to notice your experiences from moment to moment, physical sensations in the body, emotions and feeling tones, and thoughts in the mind. Doing your best to be with things as they are in a non-judging way, not forcing or straining, simply being responsive to yourself as you persist in the practice gives a strong message of kindness, support, and nourishment to your entire being. As with all the practices, finding a time and space where you can be undisturbed and feel secure is important. Wearing clothing that allows for unrestricted breathing and free movement supports your intention. Practice by simply listening and following along with my voice as best you can, feeling the movement from the inside, remembering that your own knowing of the body's abilities is more important than following these directions precisely. If any movement is not right for you at this time, you are welcome to modify the pose or come to a comfortable posture and imagine yourself doing the movement. This too can have value. You are invited to bring particular attention to what is evoked throughout this sequence, particularly when there is any sense of doing well or not doing well, of judging or comparing. When we become aware of this kind of thinking, it's an opportunity to bring great kindness to ourselves and to release ourselves from any expectations. Really, we are just moving as we can, being aware of our experience as it's arising moment to moment with as much care as possible. In this way, we can see how things are shifting constantly, even in very small ways. Nothing is as fixed or rigid as we might think, and our practice brings this possibility into greater focus. A guiding principle of this practice is exploring your limits. In each session, you're invited to fully experience the boundary of what is right for you, and to sensitively explore what's happening at that edge. What's shifting and changing moment by moment? Over time, this knowledge of the body's capacities and of the ways the mind and heart respond to the body can lead to wisdom and deep self-knowing. Coming to standing, if you're not there already, and we'll begin with mountain pose, a pose of dignity and stability. Standing with the feet directly under the hips, the toes straight ahead, if that's comfortable for you. Sensing the contact of the feet with the floor. Maybe even lifting and spreading the toes if you like. Widening the whole base of the foot through this action. And then releasing the toes down. Perhaps feeling a greater sense of connection with the ground, a sense of rootedness, being grounded. And now let's explore how the weight of the body is held by the feet. Leaning forward towards the toes, and then backward towards the heels, and side to side. Noticing how the body tightens and moves in response to maintain its uprightness. And now letting the body come to center, the weight directly over the 2 feet. Seeing how the weight distributes itself between the feet and between the front and back, between the toes and the heels. And noticing that even in this stillness, there's a subtle quality of movement, the dynamics of balance. Moving awareness now up into the lower legs and the knees. Feeling how the knees are positioned over the ankles and checking to see if the knees are locked. You might bring a gentle bend here. And moving awareness up into the pelvis through the thighs, noticing how the pelvis rests over the knees and the ankles, supported, aware of the front and back of the pelvis, and the sides. Sensing if the pelvis is tipped up or down, and bringing as much balance as possible. If it's helpful, imagine that the back pockets are filled with sand. And if you can, release the lower back a tiny bit. It doesn't have to be a large movement, just a gentle release. If you imagine that the pelvis is a bowl of water, a neutral position is one in which the water won't spill over the front or back. Even in this neutral position, it's not static or rigid. Feeling the subtle aliveness in this area, attuned to the breath and balancing. And now bringing attention to the whole torso, lengthening from hips to shoulders, through the spine and the front of the belly, moving the shoulder blades down the back, and allowing the shoulders to naturally widen and soften as they come directly over the hips. The chest and throat area opening, arms hanging at ease by your sides, the hands and fingers soft, creating space for the breath in the whole torso, opening the ribs, each breath creating a little more space between each vertebra of the spine. And the head balancing at the top of the spine. The chin neutral or just a little tipped down. The mouth, the jaw, the eyes, the forehead. Soft. Present like a majestic mountain. Tapping into the strength and stability of this pose. The base is fully grounded and rooted. The torso upright, alert. And the breath like the wind on the mountain, present and fresh. From this place of mountain pose, now turning the palms outward. And as you inhale, bringing the arms out to the side and overhead as far as you are able without feeling discomfort or pain. Listening to your body as you reach up through the fingers, the arms, the shoulders, the torso, stretching up through the whole body. Feeling the breath moving. And when you are ready, on an out breath, with the palms facing down, floating the arms slowly back down by your sides. Feeling the weight of the arms moving through the air. And as they reach your sides, completely releasing all the effort. And once again now, with the palms facing up, inhaling and lifting the arms to the sides and up. Breathing, noticing any tendency to hold the breath, and opening through the stretch. When you're ready, on an exhale, turning the palms down and slowly bringing the arms back down by your sides. Moving at your own pace, returning to mountain. And now, with the in-breath, raising the right arm out to the side and overhead, stretching long, as if you were trying to pluck a ripe piece of fruit that is just out of reach. And now increasing the stretch, if you like, by lifting the opposite heel off the ground. Exploring your limits, not pushing too much, but finding where the edge of this movement is for you today. And when you're ready, returning the heel to the ground and lowering the right arm slowly. As your arm returns to the side of your body, noticing the effects of this one-sided stretch on the whole body. And now when you're ready, raising the left arm out to the side and up overhead, as if to pluck that piece of fruit that's just out of reach, feeling the stretch all the way through the side, and lifting the right heel off the ground to deepen the stretch if you'd like. Breathing fully. Noticing the mind and the emotions. What is evoked here in this stretch? And now gently lowering the heel and the arm, releasing all effort, and returning to mountain pose. From mountain, now stretching up both arms, initiating the movement with the in-breath, sending the arms towards the sky, and stretching the entire length of the body, the front, back, and sides. And this time with the arms still extended up, taking hold of the right wrist with the left hand and lengthening up any amount that is possible for you. And then very gently leaning over to the left in a crescent moon shape, stretching the whole right side down even into the right hip, and breathing. Noticing. And not holding any longer than is right for you. Not forcing anything. And if you haven't already, coming back to center and changing sides, clasping the left wrist with the right hand, lifting up, and bending over to the right, experiencing the deep stretch on the entire left side, breathing deeply and slowly, coming back to center, and on an exhale, slowly returning the arms down to the sides, taking your time, noticing what you're feeling, and coming back to mountain pose, breathing deeply and fully, experiencing the effects of the stretch. And moving now to shoulder rolls. Begin by bringing the shoulders up towards the ears and rolling them back and down, moving forward towards the chest, and then up and back and down, moving the shoulders at your own pace, exploring the full range of motion, noticing if one shoulder moves differently from the other. Bringing a curiosity to whatever is present. What is here to be discovered? You could move the shoulders one at a time, if you like, or together. And now reversing the direction, moving the shoulders forward, down, back, and up. Doing this several times. And then to end this movement, ending with a few rolls in the opposite direction, up and back and down with the shoulders, opening the chest to counteract the usual tendency to hunch the shoulders and constrict the chest area. And then coming to stillness and noticing the effects of the shoulder rolls. Feeling the breath move. What sensations are present? What thoughts may be here? And now bringing focus to the neck area. We're going to explore the range possible here. Please listen carefully to your body, not forcing anything, but rather offering yourself kindness. Beginning by turning the head to the left, taking it only to its limit, and breathing at the end of the range. And then slowly coming back to center, and turning now to the right with care, not overstretching. And when you're ready, turning back to center, repeating this movement several times at your own speed, but taking great care and noticing how, with each repetition, there may be slight changes. Noticing this and being very respectful of your limits. Finishing this movement by coming to center and pausing to attend to the results. Maybe noticing warmth or tingling, perhaps ease or restraint. And now allowing the chin to move gently towards the chest. Letting the head be heavy, but not going beyond what is right for you today. And then with awareness, lifting the head back to center, and then gently tipping the head back and looking up, without constricting the back of the neck, as if you were nodding a slow yes. No need to rush anything. We're just arriving into presence and doing this several times, being very aware of the sensations in the neck and avoiding any strain or pain. And coming to center now, and we'll work with the sides of the neck, taking a deep breath in. And on the out-breath, beginning with lowering the right ear towards the right shoulder, keeping both shoulders down and at ease. A gentle stretch here as you breathe. And on an in-breath, lifting the head to center and lowering the left ear to the left shoulder as we breathe out. Opening and breathing, softening the muscles of the face and jaw as you breathe. And when you feel ready, returning the head back to center. and now widening awareness to connect to the whole body. Reconnecting with the firmness, strength, and presence of the mountain pose. Sensing your foundation to be deeply rooted in the earth. And from this groundedness, allowing the spine, neck, and head to be upright, spacious. Feeling the length and width of the body. And breathing. We'll be moving into a balance pose now, beginning by gazing at a stable spot on the wall directly across from you, or on the floor several feet in front of you. Having a visual focus supports balance. And if you're more comfortable with more support, you're welcome to move to a wall or place a hand on a chair or table. Shifting your weight now onto the right foot, and as you're ready, extending the arms straight out from the shoulders to your sides like wings. At the same time, lifting the left leg out to the side as high as is possible for you. Balancing on the right leg and breathing. Noticing which muscles are working. What's efforting here to keep you upright? Not waiting for my instruction to come down if holding is too long for you. Noticing what's tensing that might not need to be, like your jaw or forehead. You might try smiling as you balance. What happens? Is there more ease or less? Allow yourself time to play. And notice the effect of being serious or playful in your experience. And now lowering the left leg and arms, if you haven't already, and coming back to mountain pose, releasing the body's exertion, shifting the weight now to the left foot and leg to support you, and bringing the arms out to either side. And then lifting the right leg to the side to your degree, focusing the eyes, breathing, noticing any thoughts or emotions you might be experiencing, as well as any sensations in the body. Are you holding your breath, aware of what is happening in this moment? Noticing the sensations at the surface of the body and sensations deep in the core. Possibly noticing differences in the right or left sides of this pose. Strength or weakness, ease or challenge. And lowering the right leg and arms as you're ready. And as you come to mountain pose and recenter the body, just gently shaking out the body from this effort, recognizing the work that goes into these stretches and the concentration involved in paying attention in this way. We'll repeat this pose again, but a little more quickly now for a different effect. As you're ready, inhaling and shifting the weight to the right and bringing the arms up and the left leg out to the side, pausing ever so briefly at the top of the in-breath, and then exhaling, coming back to mountain pose. On the next in-breath, shifting the weight to the left, lifting the arms and the right leg, pausing, and on the out-breath, returning to mountain pose. Continuing in the flow of your breath, shifting and raising the legs side to side, finding the balance points at the top, and then returning and resting in mountain pose before lifting to the other side, letting your breath guide the movement. Feeling the pulsation of this flow, expanding out and returning to center. each time you come to mountain pose, fully releasing the effort of balancing, the muscular action of supporting the body, taking rest as you pass through center. And now coming to stillness, returning to mountain pose, and noticing what's here now. What's arising in the domain of thoughts and feelings? And let's move now into a standing twist. So bringing the hands to the hips, and while keeping the pelvis and legs pointing straight ahead, inhaling, and as you exhale, gently twisting from the waist to the right. You may not feel like there is a lot of movement, and that is fine. Just taking it easy, breathing into this upper back twist. And when you're ready, moving out of the twist to face forward, and then moving to the other side, inhaling, and as you exhale, spiraling gently to the left, from the waist, keeping the hips stable, taking several breaths. And then coming back to center. And for a deeper twist, you can experiment with bringing the feet a little bit closer and twisting again to the right, but this time initiating the movement from the ankles. Moving the twist slowly through the body, the ankles, knees, hips, waist, upper spine, neck, head, and finally continuing the spiral with the eyes. Not forcing or straining, but exploring the depth of the twist, as well as the limits of your movement, with sensitivity and curiosity. Returning to center when you feel ready. And now moving to the left, keeping the feet pointing straight ahead, but allowing the rest of the body to revolve from the ankles up to the top of the head. Breathing. Where do you notice sensations? How are the legs, hips, back? Breathing into the twist. And coming back to center as you're ready. And allowing the arms to return to your sides, coming back into mountain pose. Feeling the results of this twisting action. Now moving to a forward bend. If you have high or low blood pressure, this is a pose you should avoid, or at least make sure your head doesn't rest below your heart. Also, if you know you can't bring the hands all the way to the floor, you're welcome to position yourself close to a chair for your hands to rest on as you bend forward. Begin this pose by slightly bending the knees so they're not locked and bringing the hands to the hips. As you're ready, hinging forward from the hips any amount, maybe placing the hands on the chair seat or on your thighs or on your shins or maybe even the floor to support you as you release the shoulders, neck, and head downward. Remember, this is not a practice for flexibility. This is an awareness practice. Using the movement of the body and breathing, feeling the feet strongly rooted into the floor and noticing the sensations of stretch in the back of the legs. Letting the belly soften. Feeling the sensations throughout the body. Staying here only as long as it feels right And when you're ready, coming up slowly, bringing the arms out in front of you, bending the knees, pressing the feet into the floor, and hinging back into the hips, which will help leverage the spine to come up into alignment. As you come up into a standing position, reaching the arms upward to the sky, feeling the whole length of the body. And then slowly, slowly floating the arms down to your sides. Finding the pose of the mountain after this forward bend. Noticing the effects of this movement without judgment, present to yourself as you are. And the next pose is chair pose. Beginning from mountain, but with the feet hip-width apart, feeling grounded, stretching both arms straight out in front of you at shoulder height, and bending the knees as if you were going to sit in a chair behind you, gradually lowering the body any amount, the knees pointing straight ahead or slightly to the sides, going only as far as you're able, with the hips no lower than the knees. Feeling the length of the spine, the openness of the chest, and seeing if it's possible to soften through the shoulders, arms and neck, eyes and jaw, breathing as fully as possible. Holding the pose only as long as is right for you today, but working at your limits. And when you're ready, moving out of the pose as carefully as you moved into it. Noticing what parts of the body are working to do this. Bringing the body upright, the arms returning to the sides. You may want to shake out a bit, letting go of any tension that arose from the intensity of this pose. It's a strong pose. Coming aware of the body. Now, and any thoughts and feelings. The breath flowing in and out. And now moving into tree pose, another balancing posture. Here too, you might use the back of a chair or the wall for greater support. So directing the gaze to a stable spot on the wall across from you or on a spot on the floor several feet in front of you. And shifting the weight to the right foot and firming the muscles of the entire right leg. And first, letting the left foot come up on your tippy toes as you lift the heel. And you may stay right here, or placing the left foot anywhere along the inside of the right leg. This could be against the ankle or the lower leg. Or you might be able to bring it up further against the thigh, just taking care not to press directly alongside the knee joint. And the left knee is pointing to the left, and the hips are as balanced as possible. Like the trunk of a tree, the lower body is stable yet resilient. Balancing and breathing. Now maybe bringing the palms together, the level of the heart, pressing the fingers evenly towards each other, chest and shoulders open. You can stay here or use the wall or the chair to maintain balance if needed, or if you'd like, raising the hands up over the head, straightening the elbows maybe, feeling the rootedness through the right foot, the leg, and the pelvis, stretching like a tree towards the sky. Giving yourself permission, as always, to come out of the pose anytime you need to. Breathing, being with the body as it is now. Balancing, wobbling, rebalancing. And when you're ready, coming out of the pose with care and attention, lowering the arms to chest level, releasing the palms, and gently placing the left foot down on the floor if you haven't already. Your weight is now balanced evenly between both feet, releasing any tension in the legs and noticing how you're feeling. Switching legs now and shifting weight to the left leg, firming the muscles there, finding your focal point, and lifting the sole of the right foot up on your tippy toes, staying here or placing the right foot anywhere along the inside of the left leg, except along the knee joint, and feeling the firm rootedness here, even as you balance, bringing the hands together at the heart, if you like, palms and fingers meeting at the midline, and staying here or using that support to stretch the arms overhead like branches of a tree, softening the face, maybe even smiling. And when you're ready, lowering the arms, releasing the palms, lowering the right leg, and finding the steady two-legged mountain pose. Noticing the effects of these standing poses on the body, on the mind, and on the heart. We'll be doing some seated poses now, and you may need a small cushion or rolled towel or blanket for support under the hips to maintain the natural curve of the lower back. As you move into a seated position on the floor, allow this transition to be part of your seamless awareness practice, part of the mindful movement. Coming to the floor and bringing the sensation of the mountain pose with you. Present, alert, with dignity. If you're sitting on a soft cushion or rolled towel or blanket, placing the hips at the edge, keeping the spine long, the head centered over the shoulders, pelvis neutral and balanced, and bringing the soles of the feet together as close to the groin as possible, in front of the body, but without straining. Bending the knees out to either side and pressing the soles of the feet together, interlacing the fingers around the feet, letting the weight of the legs provide a gentle stretch to the inner thighs and groin. Not forcing, but simply allowing the weight of the legs to provide a gentle stretch. Breathing. Noticing. And now extending the right leg out in front of you, keeping the left leg bent and resting against the inside of the right thigh, wherever it feels comfortable. And just checking to ensure the hips are even and the weight is balanced right and left. On an in-breath, raising the arms up over the head, lengthening the spine and waist. Breathing into the back ribs, and exhaling as we turn to the right, bending from the hips, bringing the torso out and over the right leg. Keeping the spine long, not rounding it unnecessarily. Melting the heart down towards the right knee any amount. It's fine if you don't move very far. This is a spinal stretch as well as a stretch for the back of the right leg. You can allow the fingertips to come to wherever on the leg or the floor that you can reach, not straining or pushing, letting the force of gravity help you, trusting the body's ability to let you know how much is enough, and giving yourself permission to come out of the pose anytime you need. Breathing. keeping the shoulders open, the neck and jaw soft, closing the eyes for a moment if you wish. And now to come up, pressing into the floor with the fingertips and lifting the torso up with the spine in alignment, and switching legs, extending the left leg out in front of you, bending the right leg in so the right foot rests against the left thigh, and reaching the arms overhead as we breathe in, stretching long, and exhaling as we turn to the left, keeping a long spine while bringing the torso out over the left leg. The fingertips meeting the floor wherever is comfortable for you. And experiencing the whole body in this stretch. Noticing the mind, what thoughts might be present. What's happening in the heart? Noticing the breath. And when you're ready, pressing into the hands, keeping the spine in one line, and bringing the body upright. And now stretching out in front of you, both legs, and gently shaking them along the floor to release the effort. Just gently tapping the legs against the ground. And lying back now, removing any props you may have been sitting on, and coming into a lying down, restful pose. Taking a few moments to stretch in any way the body might be asking for right now. If there's any other movement, perhaps hugging the knees to the chest for a moment, rocking side to side. Just moving and stretching in any way that you wish. And eventually slowing down, quieting the movement, and extending the legs, feet falling away from each other, arms out to the side with the palms facing up, if that's comfortable for you. And completely releasing any effort from the stretching. Releasing the weight of the body into the floor, into gravity. Feeling the ground rise to meet you. Trusting the earth to hold you. Taking this moment as an opportunity to scan through the body. From the top of the head to the fingers. And the toes. Appreciating the body's movement, its capabilities. Its intelligence. And congratulating yourself, appreciating your effort and willingness to practice. Before this practice comes to an end, taking a moment to remember what it means for you to care for yourself in this way. Taking this time for you. Recognizing that this exploration opens the possibility to more fully know yourself and what is true for you moment to moment.